Hi there. Boy, I have a fun episode for you. Pardon my excitement. I just got really slutty there, really mindfucked, with the help of some hypnosis, as you may recall from chapter 13. And I'm also a little mindfucked in real life. Between prolonged chastity and some really interesting masters I've been getting to know lately, I'm just feeling hornier and so much more eager. I need to focus on my day job, but the truth is I've been writing quite a lot of kinky blog posts and story chapters lately, so stay tuned for more and be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Without further ado, let's continue with my overnight sessions at Master John's. There's a lot of fucking and mind-fucking ahead, with some water sports too, and a good measure of degradation. Here goes. Collared, Chapter 14. Mindfucked and fucked all around. Originally published on December 29, 2024. I woke up from my late afternoon nap, but couldn't see anything. Couldn't speak as my mouth was full, and I realized I was flat on my stomach with the heavy weight of Master John on me, his thick dick inside my ass, as he whispered in my ear, "Good morning, pussy boy." I would have said, "Hello, sir," but I couldn't. There was a dildo in my mouth. "I want you to really get used to this feeling, boy," Master John said. "You're a vessel for men's dicks, two holes for them to use. Your eyes are covered because you don't need to see who uses you, and you don't need to appreciate what they look like. It's not about you. Your master has already approved everyone that's coming to use you. Sensory deprivation will make this easier for you, and will help reinforce your training, to think of yourself as a whole, to receive pleasure only from getting penetrated and filled." I nodded to signal my understanding. Master John kissed my neck and said, "Good pussy boy," as he thrust his huge dick deeper into my ass. I felt every inch of it as it pushed through my sphincter. I was comforted by the weight of his large, warm, muscular body on my back. His legs enveloped mine as he thrust his dick faster and deeper inside. The dildo in my mouth prevented me from moaning loudly, and only a pleading purr came out. He thrust faster and harder, and then he pushed deep, and I felt so close to him as he pushed into me. Then he pulled out and got off me. Suddenly, the dildo was pulled out of my mouth. I heard the flick of rubber and then felt the condom on my lips, as I realized Master John was emptying the contents of his condom into my mouth. I took his cum in and swallowed. Then he inserted his thick dick into my mouth and said, "Clean it." I couldn't move at all. I just sucked it as he moved it inside my mouth, pushing in and out, till he was satisfied that it was clean. "Good pussy boy," he said, and patted my head. "Our guests will start arriving soon. I'm going to leave your blindfold on and I'll put the headphones back on too. You won't hear any of us, but you'll continue hearing encouraging instructions from the earlier recording in the voice of your master. I'll reduce the intensity of the recording. It's not meant to do further hypnosis to you, just to reinforce your place. Again, just let go. There's nothing you need to do, but take Cox. Remember that you're safe with me. I'm watching you the whole time. Just take it and be compliant. At some point, your master will be here to check on you too, so you want to make sure he's satisfied too, even if you don't know it's him. That means you need to satisfy everyone." "Yes, sir," I acknowledged. Master John put the noise-canceling headphones back on my ears, and I could hear Master J.E.'s recorded voice again. "You love cock. You want nothing but cock. You will suck any cock that I tell you to. You will bottom for anyone that I want you to. You are my slutty slave. You want nothing but cock." This continued, as Master John shoved a dildo back into my mouth, as if it were a pacifier, but it was bigger than a pacifier. He pushed it in and out three times, and I gave in to the feeling of my mouth being penetrated, my throat being filled. "You feel like a hole for men's dicks," Master J.E.'s voice continued. "You will suck any cock that I tell you to. You will bottom for anyone that I want you to. You are my whore." I was lying flat on my stomach. Then I felt Master John's thick and wet fingers rubbing my asshole with lube and pushing in. His lubed fingers easily slid inside my hole. He moved them around, making sure to lube me up good. Master J.E.'s voice said, "You are my whore. You love taking dick for me." Then a thick, ribbed dildo pushed into my hole, slowly, and the recorded voice repeated, "You love taking dick for me. You love taking dick for me. You'll take any dick for me." When the dildo was fully inserted, it was pulled out a bit and inserted again, repeating this a few times. As my hole widened, I relaxed, and I focused on my master's voice. I stayed in that position for a few minutes, till the dildo in my mouth was pulled out. My mouth was only gaping for a second when an average dick was pushed inside. Hands grabbed behind my head and under my chin, and the dick was thrust in and out, fucking my mouth harder and harder. Gradually it grew a little bigger. I sucked and let him use my mouth as he wanted, while I focused on my master's voice. "You love dick. You will suck any dick I tell you to. You are my whore." Then the dick was pulled out of my mouth. Nothing happened for a few seconds. Then a very thick dick was inserted into my mouth. I opened my mouth wider to accommodate the thick dick. At the same time, the ribbed dildo was being pulled out of my ass, slowly, one ridge at a time. When it was out, I felt so empty, and a light breeze blew on my exposed hole. I instinctively got up on all fours, pushing out to present my hole. My ass was slapped, and my attention was completely refocused on my ass. I pushed out again, and my ass was slapped once more. I got back down, flat on my stomach, and my ass wasn't slapped again. A couple of fingers went inside my hole, probing, and then a dick pushed in. "You will take any dick for me," my master's voice reiterated. "You love taking dick for me. You are my whore." I focused on my master's voice as the two dicks kept fucking me from both ends. Because the dick in my mouth was so wide, it took more of my attention, though the pounding in my ass continued. My master's voice kept saying, "You love sucking dick," and I kept sucking. It filled my mouth and I sucked, with all my hunger for this thick dick in my mouth. It pushed in and paused, as I felt cum sliding down my throat. The thick dick stayed in my throat for several seconds more, and as cum continued flowing, I swallowed, so as not to choke or offend its owner. The dick was pulled out of my mouth. I felt a pat on my head. And another dick was pushed into my mouth again. It was easier to breathe with the new dick, though it grew a little thicker too, pretty quickly. It was pushed assertively into my throat, and I sucked hard, sticking my tongue to it, so the owner would know I was trying to please him. The dick that was drilling my ass gave a few harder poundings, paused for a few seconds, and pulled out. The dick in my mouth was then pulled out too, and then another large, thick dick took its place, sliding slowly into my mouth. As it pushed deep down my throat, I felt another dick push easily into my ass. It felt so smooth. I squeezed my hole to feel it closer, and I hoped it would pleasure the dick's owner. I felt full from both sides, the large dick in my mouth sliding in and out but only a couple of inches. Its owner grabbed my throat, squeezing a bit, making me feel the dick even harder inside my throat. At the same time, my ass was grabbed, and the dick was pushed harder into my ass. I felt the athletic body against my ass, and a big guy fucking my face. My ass was drilled harder and harder. The recorded voice of my master said, "You will take any dick for me. You love taking dick." I focused on that, and on receiving that dick. Suddenly the headphones were pulled off my ears and I heard the real voice of my master say, "Take it!" just as his cum flooded my hole. I wanted to call out his name, but it was a muffled sound with the other dick still deep in my throat. Both dicks were pulled out of me at the same time. Then, I suppose it was Master J.E. feeding me his dick as it tasted like cum. The other large, thick dick pushed into my ass, wrapped, I assumed. But it slid inside very smoothly on my master's cum. I wrapped my tongue on my master's dick to show him my love for his dick. I was oblivious of the dick in my ass, though it was filling my hole. Master J.E. soon pulled his dick out and patted my head. Another dick took his place in my mouth. The headphones were placed back on my ears. The fucking continued. A couple more dicks for a little longer. Fucking my throat, my ass, and my mind. Wasn't that sweet? There's more. If you like what you hear, please rate and share with others. You can also find me tweeting updates and my horny thoughts on Twitter at HSFaggot. Collared, Chapter 15, Meeting Master Juan. Originally published on January 12, 2025. The voice of my master in the headphones stopped, and I snapped out of my daze, realizing I was no longer being fucked. I felt the headphones being taken off my head, followed by the blindfold. The room was dark, but a dim light was turned on, and I could see the tall, muscular shape of Master John approaching me while I was still lying on my stomach. "You're free to get up and off the bed, pussy boy. How are you feeling?" Master John asked. Sir? I was still getting back to my senses, but I slowly got off the so-called bed to which I had been attached, and on which I got thoroughly fucked for a good part of that day. I stood up, but felt a bit wobbly, a bit dizzy. Master John grabbed me, hugged me like a big bear. "It's okay, pussy boy. You did great, and Master J.E. was very happy with you. You just need to get some nutrients and a good night's sleep." I hummed and smiled, happy my master was pleased. "Here, this is your evening smoothie." He handed me a smoothie with a rainbow straw, still a part of my juice diet, so douching and bottoming will be quick and easy during this sex-packed week. "It has chamomile and lavender in it, and I also put in the second pill Master J.E. gave for you, so you can fully relax and get a really good night's sleep. I want you to stay in this receptive state to absorb a little more training into your subconscious while you sleep," he said, and I had no idea what he meant. "Thank you, sir," I said, as I sipped the delicious smoothie. Master John continued to hold me in his embrace, a huge 6'4" and over 200-pound smooth muscular daddy. At 5'6", I was his very little spoon. "You like being daddy's little spoon, don't you, pussy boy?" he said, reading my mind as he patted the top of my head. "Don't you, pussy boy?" he asked again, and I realized this was not a rhetorical question. Yes, sir," I replied. "I love being daddy's little spoon. You're so big, sir." "Yes, I am, pussy boy," he said, "and you took daddy's 10-inch dick like a very good boy." I didn't know what to say to that. I felt myself blushing, and I just continued sipping on the smoothie. "Yes, you did," he said. "You were such a whore today, taking dick from your master, from me, and from 5 other guys." I had nothing to say to that. "Keep sucking on that straw," he said, and easily inserted 3 thick fingers into my wide-open hole while I was still in his embrace. I purred and continued sucking on the straw. But then I reached the end of the drink, and the air I sucked made a little noise. He took the cup away with his free hand and set it aside. Then he cupped my chin with one hand and kissed me. His thick tongue penetrated my mouth while his fingers played with my hole. I didn't resist in any way. I just hugged him, feeling his amazing pecs and biceps, so happy to give myself to him. Suddenly the doorbell rang. "Are you expecting another guy, sir?" I asked Master John, surprised. "Yes, boy," he answered. "You can go and invite him in. I'll finish clearing up this room." "But I'm naked, sir," I said back, not meaning for it to sound like a retort. "Don't be shy. You are a whore," Master John recalled. "It's a buddy of mine at the door, and he won't be offended by your nudity, pussy boy," he added. "Yes, sir," I said, resigned, and headed out of the room toward the front door. I really wanted to cover myself with something, but Master John was clear that it shouldn't be an issue. I peeked out from behind the door as I opened it for the guest. "Hello, faggot," the tall young guy at the door said to me gingerly. Hello, sir," I said, confused by his abruptness. "Please come in," I invited him. Now I was standing in front of him, without the door to hide me, and I instinctively covered my genitals, or rather, the chastity cage, though my little hand couldn't hide everything. The guy in front of me was as tall as Master John, about 6'4", Latino, in his early 20s, and also very buff but slimmer than Master John. He flicked my hand away from my cage and grabbed the cage. "You don't need to be shy around me. I know all about you, you little bitch," he said, this cocky guy, 20 years younger than me. "I'm sorry, sir," I said automatically, not even sure what I was apologizing for. "I bet you are, faggot," he said. "Because you just want to be a good bitch for me," he continued. "Sir?" I asked, sort of, unable to respond with anything else. "Do you have any doubt that you want to be a good bitch for me?" he asked, and I wasn't sure if he was expecting an answer. "Well, do you?" he reiterated. The answer was obvious. I looked at him, with his puffy pecs, broad shoulders, and huge biceps. One of his nipples peeked from the side of his very exposing thin tank top. "No, sir," I said finally. "Of course not," he asserted. "You're a whore that's already been fucked by 7 guys today and Master John has completed your training. You're faggotized." All of a sudden, I dropped to my knees. I looked at this cocky young man from below, now towering even higher above me, and I felt a certain bliss. I admired his muscular body and the authority he held over me. I felt completely powerless, in admiration. Master John walked into the room just then. "Hey, buddy," he said, and bumped shoulders with my new master. "Why are you ruining the surprise?" he asked in a mix of a scold and a snicker. "Sir?" I wondered. "Master Juan just activated one of the hypnosis trigger words on you," Master John explained. I chose a word that is not often used in this specific conjugation, so the moment you hear the word faggotized, you can't help but drop to your knees and you're driven deeper into your sub-headspace, even more than your usual submissive nature. "Oh, thank you, Master Juan," I said, again, not sure why. Both of the masters burst out laughing, and Master Juan said, "My pleasure." "All right, enough of that," Master John said. "It's time for your bath, boy, because we want you clean before you climb into bed with us." "Sir?" "My apologies. I don't mean to be rude," I prefaced. "But I'm not supposed to have sex with any more guys, based on Master J.E.'s instructions." "No?" Young Master Juan laughed again. "I love how the faggot doesn't even know who has used its holes," he said, embarrassing me. "I was one of the 5 guys Master John invited to fuck you earlier, Daddy. I fucked you so good and you swallowed my cum." "Oh," I said, surprised. "Yes," Master Juan said. "Just think that there are 4 other guys out there that might run into you, who will recognize you and know that they fucked your cunt and mouth, while you won't have a clue." "Oh," I said again, embarrassed. "That should make you happy," Master Juan said. "Don't forget your training. You are a whore." "Yes, sir," I said. "What's that, faggot?" he asked. "Remember, you are deep in your sub-headspace." "Yes, sir, I am a whore," I replied. "And you are happy you can be my bitch again tonight, aren't you, faggot?" he asked. "Yes, sir," I said more enthusiastically. "I am happy I can be your bitch again tonight," I replied. "I bet you are," Master Juan said. "You can stand up and walk after me to the bathroom," Master John said to me, and I followed him. We entered the bathroom with Master Juan right behind us. Master John pointed into the bathtub and I got inside. "Lie down," he instructed, and I did as I was told. Master John was actually still naked, so he wasted no time, aimed his dick at my chest, and started to pee. I was surprised but not offended. I was in my sub-headspace, and I felt honored. Master Juan unzipped his fly and joined with a strong stream of piss aimed at my face. "Open your mouth, pussy boy," Master John said, while he was getting my chest wet, and then focusing on my chastity cage. "Drink my piss, faggot," Master Juan said as he aimed directly into my mouth. It was sweet, and I drank a lot of it, whatever I could, though they got me soaked, my body, my face, and my hair. I admired the 2 men pissing on me. So much piss was flowing from Master John's 10-inch cock, and I drank some of it too. But I was especially admiring Master Juan's dick, as he was closer to my face, and I was eager to drink all I could from him. His dick was beautiful, large but not huge, a little thick and veiny. This was especially degrading as he was dressed, and I was naked, soaked, lying in the bathtub, looking up at him. His pecs seemed even bigger than before, and I could see his large nipples through the thin, semi-transparent fabric of his baby blue tank top. I looked further up and met his smirking stare. "Did you like that?" he asked, as he shook his dick for the last few drops to land on my nose and lips. "Yes, Master Juan," I said. "You have tasty piss, sir. Thank you." "You're welcome, Daddy," Master Juan said, snickering. "All right," Master John intervened. "Get rinsed and douche your hole too. No need to overdo it since you've only been eating liquid foods. When you're done, come to bed," he said, and he and Master Juan got out of the bathroom. Fuck. It was delicious to write this and then listen to it again as I prepared this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it too. I have so many ideas for where the plot could develop, as I've already hinted earlier in the story. There will be more of the hypnosis and fuck Patreon for terminating my account specifically for that. I was blamed for depicting so-called bogus consent. Really, I created a story about myself in which I imagined myself getting hypnotized, lowering my inhibitions and making me more submissive. You can be sure my character wanted all that was coming because that character is me. I wish I was submitted to that kind of experience in real life. Which reminds me, I'm really overdue for using some hypno-audio files on myself again. The mindfuck I get from them is just so sweet. Other things you can look forward to in this story are serving a house of alphas on Fire Island, and maybe eventually doing a gay cruise the way I'd really like to do it. But I did have very interesting experiences in cruising with my master in real life. He didn't let me have much sex, but I definitely felt his tight leash, and it was very visible to others too. If you haven't listened to those episodes, go back, including a couple of my very first episodes. I'm actually going on a regular cruise by myself early next month, so I don't expect sexual adventures there. But I'll be sure to use that time to create more fantasies. Aside from this story, just to let you know, I'm already 3 chapters into part 2 of my scandalous story, Total Hypno Bitch. I promise you it will be hot. However, to cover at least a small part of my costs, I probably won't give it away for free. At least at first. I'm actually not sure how much longer I can keep covering the costs of producing this podcast on my own, now that Patreon cut my main source of funding, so I'd be grateful for your support through throne.com/houseslavefag. Your donations help me create more and keep sharing with you my slutty adventures and fantasies. By the way, there was so much more of that, in real life, in my recent trip to Berlin. In case you're only getting my content from my podcast and not my written blog, don't worry, I'll tell you all about my adventures in the coming weeks. But know that you can check out my blog and read the entire posts with a free subscription. It's at houseslavefag.ghost.io. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, following, tweeting, commenting, supporting, and taking some of my kink into your life. Until next week, be well, be good, and have fun.